are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So navigating the temptations of materialism, social media, and the pursuit of success requires a strong foundation in biblical principles and a commitment to prioritizing our faith by setting boundaries, focusing on eternal values, and seeking God's guidance. We can resist these temptations and live lives that honor Him. We are joined on the line by my fundisi, Pastor Munga, who's going to be helping us with how can we resist this temptation. Good morning. How are you?
I'm extremely fine. How are you and how are our listeners?
We are good, Mfundisi. Thank you once again for agreeing to come and speak to us.
You're most welcome.
Indeed. Mfundisi, as a norm, before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you. Our Lord and our Savior, we are thankful for another moment to come before you. We pray that you may lead us in this conversation and that, Lord, we will speak that which will please you and that will glorify your name. Bless us together as a family and bless us as individuals with your knowledge and with your insight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So yesterday we laid the foundation in terms of what temptation is, what the Bible says temptation is, and we also looked at, you know, some people that were tempted in the Bible. And today we want to see, can we really resist, you know, this temptation, or once you're tempted, you're tempted, you know. So Mfundiswami, what does the Bible say about materialism, and how can Christians guard against this temptation in contemporary society?
Thank you. For a beginning, I think what can help us in is Luke chapter 12, verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. Mm-hmm. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Two brothers are quarreling and they come to Jesus. No, we have what is a challenge here with the sharing property. And then Jesus reminds them, tells them, life does not consist in the abundance of the things that we possess. Mm. And I think this is the challenge that we still have today. We value ourselves by what we have. When I say Zanere, I Google you there. The first question anyone will ask, what is your net worth? What do you own? What do you have? Today, the most popular people are what we call the richest person in the world. Mm. Those are the most popular people. We bring together what you have and what you don't have to define you, which is not what the Bible says. But we can guard against such materialism ourselves by always having the knowledge as who is the true owner of all things. And it is God Himself and no other. So for us to run away from materialism, we need to know that there's someone who owns everything. And that is God. As human beings, we are managers. We are stewards. No more, no less. What we have, we don't come with anything and we go without anything. Mm. So we are merely managers, managing what God has entrusted to us. Not owners. And we will never be owners in this world and in the world that is to come. And that's what we struggle with. We want to be owners. But God says no. The Bible says no. Everything already belongs to God. What Indeed. He gives you to manage.
So looking at the influence of social media, Mfundiswami, I know I do watch you, you know, when you do your Facebook Live. There is also social media there.
So, exactly.
Yes. So looking at social media, because it's not only... it's not a platform where non-Christians are there. Christians are there as well. And people that are not Christians are also there. So how can now the influence of social media affect a Christian spiritual life? You know, and how can they take steps in terms of using this social media responsibly?
Thank you. Social media has got effects on our lives, not only socially, but not only is it spiritually, but even socially, economically, and even on our health, it has got an effect on us, whether we like it or not. Social media if we have to classify it well today, actually, when we're talking about social media, we're talking about our phones,
yes,
our smartphones, the iPhones, the computer, yes, the internet. One of the things that it has achieved is to produce people who are shallow thinkers. One of the greatest achievements of the social media, of the internet, is having people who are shallow thinkers. Let me give you an example. If I ask you today, where do you find the verse Jesus wept? Where do you go? You go on the phone. You Google there. Where did Jesus? What are you telling me? What am I telling you when I do that? I'm a shallow thinker now.
Yeah.
But before, you could get on the Bible, you got the concordance, you try this and that. So we have that.
True.
So if we have to classify social media, we can say that social media is the latest idol. It is the latest god. When the Bible there in Exodus 20 says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven image, because I'm a jealous god. What other gods do we have today? What is a god? Something that you love above all.
True.
Anything that takes the place of God is an idol to you. And today, for sure, our smartphones, our laptops, those are our gods. We worship them.
Yes.
We are in a situation as if we can't do without them. Imagine if you lose your phone. If you lost your phone and if you lost your Bible, which would cause you to cry? Which would cause you to panic? Is it losing a Bible or losing a phone? It's losing a phone. Why? Because the phone has taken the place of God in your life. You love it more than anything else. And the honest safeguard that we need is for us to use this social media responsibly.
True.
Is to go digital evangelism.
Yes.
Digital evangelism can turn the world upside down.
True.
When everyone is on the internet, when everyone is on Facebook, that is a great advantage and opportunity that we can use today to turn the world upside down. There's something that we are planning with our youths in our place. We want to have crusades that are just on Facebook.
Yes.
Everyone is on Facebook. Everyone is on Twitter, on this. And that is an advantage. It should not be seen as a disadvantage, but it's an advantage. That we reach people where they are. We don't tell them, no, shut your phone. No, reach them there. Put content that will find them where they are. And that's why some people say, no. Pastor, you are now on social media. I say, I cannot be somewhere else. My members are there. So I go where they are.
Yeah.
I cannot be somewhere else. And then the members are somewhere. People are on social media. So I have to be there. Meet them where they are. So we can use the social media to reach people that we cannot reach in any other way.
Indeed, Mfundiswam, because when we don't do that, other people are going to be reaching them, and you find that the content that they are giving them, it's actually not building them at all. So, Mfundiswam, we have people that, you know, they pursue success at all costs. What are the dangers of doing that, of saying, I'm going to pursue success at all costs, and how can we now maintain integrity as Christians whilst pursuing these successes?
Yeah, we can pursue success for sure at the expense of a lot of things. At times our families can suffer. You are a millionaire. You're making a lot of money, giving motivation talks, which is not bad. But when your family is missing you, available to everyone else because of your success, but you are missing at home. And we have got an example, like in the Bible. I remember one time preaching on Facebook a sermon, a successful but absent husband. The case of Potiphar in the Bible. The Bible says he was a successful person. He employs Joseph. He was also a senior government official. But the wife was suffering. When the wife approached Joseph, that wife was not a prostitute. No. The wife to Potiphar was not a person, but she was missing a successful husband who was available everywhere, running successful businesses, but away from home. So at times we can be successful at the expense of a marriage, at the expense of a family. And also at times the Bible talks about having good scales, good balances, not cutting corners or using shortcuts. You want that tender from this, and then you have to pay money to this one, you pay money to that one. I have done procurement as one of my studies.
Yes.
So at least I can speak from from a certain background.
Mm.
So we need to be mindful always that we are answerable to God as individuals for what you do and what you don't do.
Mm.
So meaning we need to live as someone who give an account or a report to God. The question is that what kind of a report are you going to give?
Yes.
What kind of a report am I going to give? I'm successful, yes, but I'm successful at what cost?
Yeah.
Am I successful in the right way? Is my conscience free with what I have? Because at times what we see outside may not be what is what we see inside. Are those things correlating? What we see outside correlating what is inside?
And you are very right, Mfundi Swami, because sometimes we are sitting there gloating, and the Nembeza, the conscious, you know, is eating at us. Here is a comment, Mfundi, that came through on our WhatsApp line here from one of our listeners saying, a powerful point, but poor example. He gave preference to concordance. That is an older version of a search engine. Convenience might have shallowness as a side effect, but the example can be better. So that is one that is coming through from our listener. Any take on that, Mpundisi, or comment?
No, it is noted, and I appreciate that comment.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It is noted.
Yes. Okay, Mpundiswami. So, Mpundiswami, when now we are looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 6 to chapter 6, verses 6 to 10, you know, how can we now contentment, as described in that particular book, help us combat the temptations of materialism?
Thank you. Contentment, if we are to describe it just a layman's language, being satisfied with what you have.
Yes.
And the Bible there says contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into this world and we shall take away nothing. And it says love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. For sure, contentment is great gain when you are satisfied with what you have. The Bible says it is great gain and it is important.
Yes.
I agree with that in a way that I can put a statement here that you and I, and together our listeners, we need to know and live with the fact that there is nothing on earth that can satisfy the human heart or human craving. And I can challenge even our listeners, even you, Zane. Is there one thing that can satisfy a human being on earth here? One thing you can name it.
Money, I've not found it.
How much money? How much?
That's the question now. Ish.
How much? Because we have got millionaires. Are they satisfied with the money? They are not. There are people who have got money that can, that even if they stopped working now, they can live for the next 1 million years. But are they satisfied with it? So money has proved that it cannot satisfy you.
Yes.
Even if we took you to FNB bank there, we said, oh, this money is yours from today onwards. Are you going to be satisfied with it? The answer is no. So there's nothing on earth that can satisfy the human heart. Today you want this kind of phone, you want iPhone 14. When they bring iPhone 15, you say, I would rather have this one.
Yes.
You look at the same phone for 10 minutes, you look at the features. That looked very enticing before you got it. But when you get it, you want something more. So there's nothing that can satisfy the human heart. It is on the other side of eternity where we'll be satisfied, not in this one.
Me, you seem to this. Like, if I can get 50 million rands, I think I'll be fine.
I'd actually, to be honest, now even to let me talk like an investment advisor, advisor, which I am.
Yeah.
What you need is not 50 million, it's what 50 million can buy.
Yes. Yeah,
it's not the money that you are looking, it's what that money can buy.
Yes,
so if we gave you that mansion, your dream car, your dream everything, your dream food, what else? Your dream clothes.
I won't need the money.
Pardon? You won't need the money.
Yes.
So the actual thing you want actually is what that money
can buy.
Yes.
Now you are my advisor. Personal advisor. To our listeners, Pastor Munga is my now personal advisor. So now, Mfundisi, as we're nearing the end of the conversation, what practical boundaries can be set to ensure social media use does not negatively impact spiritually our spiritual well-being?
Thank you. What we need is we need to exercise the digital minimalism and self-control. When we use social media, we are using it for business. We are using it to evangelize. We are using it for spiritual growth and also to exercise the self-control.
Yeah.
From time to time, I leave my laptop, I leave my phone in the office at home. So when I go to sleep, I have got no gadget around me ringing or giving me any notification. Minimizing being on social media.
Yes.
Social media today is attracting everything. It wants actually you to be 24/7 live. Live to everything.
Everything.
And social media has made everything a priority. So everything is important. Everything you have to be, the what do they call it, FOMO. Fear of being in. You want to be everywhere. You if I click, no, you look cute.
True.
When I post something, you also have to point. You say, no, you look great. You look amazing, Pastor.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But we can minimize it. Even in fasting nowadays, we tell the young people, no, instead of denying you physical food, your best fasting, actually, I could, 24 hours, no social media. I close the phone. Maybe it's a Sunday or so. That would be even a better fasting than denying you the physical food.
Mfundisi knows what FOMO means. I struggle with these abbreviations, Mfundisi. I won't lie. The other day, my husband wrote something, and I'm like, what's this? He rolled his eyes at me because I was like, I'm struggling to get... Mfundisi knows what FOMO is. I'm just going to...
FOMO. Okay. Fear of missing out.
No, I take my hope at you, Mfundisi. It shows that when you are active there on social media. So, as we wrap up, Mfundisi, you know, with all these temptations that come through with the use of social media, because a lot of people are there, what would be your advice to the people that are struggling with the temptations that come on Facebook? Sometimes some people's accounts are hacked. You open, you're like, Pastor Munga, why is he posting such things? You find that, you know, he's hacked or anything, but others are not hacked. There are things that we see there that we get shocked there. So how then do we what is your advice to people coming up across such things?
For sure, like I have said, we need to minimize our time on social media, because one of the dangers of social media is that it can make you to be very near to someone who is in Australia and very far to someone you are sleeping with, you are sharing the bed with. It takes you to America and you are very close to this person, but you are far from your children who are just next to you there. So we need to have that focus, to have the priorities. I can be on social media, yes, but to this extent. To set boundaries, which are very important, and also to remember that when we are on the screen constantly, that has got an effect on our brain. The structure of the brain changes as you do whatever you do. So when you are always on the screen, it has also an effect, a negative effect on your brain. So we need to minimize it. And then we also need to know that the social media, we need to take into account that it should not become another god in our life. If it has become a god, let us priority God once more.
Fundis, please do pray for us.
Thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, we are so thankful for your goodness, and we are thankful for allowing us to have this conversation. If, Lord, there is something that was said that did not bring honor and glory to your name, we pray that you forgive us. Our listeners, our presenters, Anele, you know our needs. And we pray that you meet us at the point of our greatest need. Bless us abundantly. And thank you for being with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us once again. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. You're most welcome. And our listeners, God bless you abundantly.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.